In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Yesterday I had an insight, and I want to share it with you. And it's just very simple. I'm going back to Mark 17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons, they shall speak in new tongues, they shall take up serpents, they shall drink deadly things, and it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be recovering," or recovered. I tell you that Jesus gave these gifts, these charismatic gifts, to the church. I'm telling you, we're going to look at chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians. "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I would not have you ignorant. You know that when you were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Holy Spirit of God says that Jesus be accursed, and no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts," these gifts are given to the church, "but the same Spirit. And there are difference of administrations," this gift is given to the church, "but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God that works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. For to one is given the Spirit of the word of wisdom." I received that yesterday when I was praying over a person. I won't give you the details, but I said something to this person that meant something to her and to her alone. And that was the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, okay? Jesus gives these gifts to the church. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing. Not a gift of healing, but gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So we see that these charismatic gifts have been given to the Church of Jesus Christ. But you know what? The Church of Jesus Christ has not usually used these charismatic gifts. They have made the statement that these things come to people that are holy. But you see, Jesus gave these gifts to the church for the ministry so that people would be blessed, healed, and so on and so forth. So because Jesus gave them to the church, many of the churches do not use these gifts. So guess what happens? Nature abhors a vacuum. So we have Madame Fufu, rather than prophecy, we have Madame Fufu telling people their fortune, and it gets them right to hell. We have people doing Reiki rather than laying hands on the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I even understand that nuns are doing this Reiki, and it's another spirit. When the church does not use what God has given them, what happens is that there is a vacuum, and the New Age movement comes in with all these counterfeit gifts. All these counterfeit gifts directed and rooted in the hell, rooted in the Satan, rooted in the evil. And I tell you, nature abhors a vacuum. It abhors a vacuum. And if the church doesn't use these gifts, what happens is that the New Age movement will use these gifts. You know what John Paul II said? The greatest enemy of the church is the New Age movement. Why? Because the church does not use the charismatic gifts that God has given them, for the most part. For the most part. There are branches of the church, be it Catholic or Protestant, that use these gifts. But because we did not use these gifts, there was a vacuum, and the vacuum was replaced by the counterfeit evil spirit, Madame Fufu, laying on of hands, Reiki, doing all these crazy things and getting in touch with the devil. I'm telling you that God has given the church these gifts, and if the church doesn't use these gifts, somebody else steps in. It's real. This is real. And it's like that in every area. When God opens a door in heaven, what happens if we do not go through the door, someone else will open a door that leads to hell. I tell you, it won't look like hell. It won't sound like hell, but it will be hell. We need to recapture what God has given us through the blood of Jesus, through the resurrection of Jesus, these charismatic gifts. And I know that they don't show holiness, but I know they are used to build up the body of Christ. And if we don't use them, the New Age movement just sweeps right in. The Course of Miracles. The Course of Miracles. It's witchcraft. You see, if you have witchcraft rather than healings, I tell you, you're going to be connected to another spirit. The world tells us that the nature abhors a vacuum. And if we do not use what God has given us, someone else gives us the counterfeit. It's that simple. And I guess if you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm doing the best I can and trying to show you that the New Age movement has pushed itself in, and people don't know Jesus from the New Age movement. You must always realize that if we are talking about healing, we are talking about the blood of Jesus, we are talking about the cross of Jesus, we are talking about the burial of Jesus, we are talking about the resurrection of Jesus, and you must know that Jesus is doing the healing. We are just instruments of Jesus in his hands. I'm looking at the book of Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things that must shortly take place. That's the revelation of Jesus was given to who? To John. He sent and signified it by his angel unto his spirit, unto his servant John. So an angel gave John this revelation. What does revelation mean? It means to take the veil off from your eyes. Who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus. John bore record of the word of God and testified to Jesus and all the things that he saw. Blessed is he that reads and hears the words of this prophecy and keeps those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand, the time of the Lord coming in glory. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. Jesus is the faithful witness of the Father. He broke death by absorbing sin and giving it to the Father and rising from the dead. And the first begotten of the dead. Jesus is the first begotten of the dead. He has been raised from the dead. And the Prince of the kings of the earth. Jesus is the Prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us, yes, Jesus, and washed us from our sins, how? In his own blood. Again, The proclamation of the blood of Jesus is so important. Unto him, Jesus, that loved us, Jesus, and washed us from our sins, how? In his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. He hath made us kings and priests unto God our Father. Through baptism we become priests, prophets, and kings. To him, to Jesus, be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Behold, he, Jesus, comes on the clouds, and every eye shall see Jesus, and they also that pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, which is, which was, and who is to come. Jesus Christ is and was and is to come at the end of time. He is the Almighty. He is God in the flesh. He is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. Then the Word of God says, I, John, who also am your brother and the companion in tribulation. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation, but know I have overcome the world. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in the tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the isle called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. So what happens? John is in Patmos, exiled, because he proclaimed Jesus Christ. He proclaimed the word of God. So what did they do to him? They put him in Patmos. They put him on an island so that he wouldn't do it anymore, that he wouldn't proclaim Jesus Christ and the word of God. But what happens is you can't keep it to yourself. You know, the old gospel song, I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself, but I couldn't keep it to myself, but I couldn't keep it to myself. I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself, what the Lord has done for me. You ought to have been there when he saved my soul. You ought to have been there when he put my name on the roll. You see, you can't keep it to yourself if you got it. If you've got the message, if you've got Jesus, you can't keep it to yourself. And then John says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. He was in the presence of God on Sunday, and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet. So he hears behind him a trumpet sound. It's not a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. That's Jesus. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia: Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. So send it to these seven churches which are in Asia. So God is going to give revelation to John, who preaches the gospel, and as a result has been exiled to the isle called Patmos. And I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. And as I turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, my Lord. Seven golden candlesticks. What do you think they are? They represent each of the seven churches. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like a son of man, that's Jesus, clothed with the garment down to his foot and girt about from his breast with a golden girdle. I tell you, John got the revelation of the seven churches, and who is in the middle of the seven churches? The Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, Jesus is in the middle of the Catholic Church. Whether you proclaim Jesus or not, he is still in the middle. And I tell you, he's just waiting for us to take what he has given us. Not only the gifts of the Spirit, but salvation, and to so totally give our lives to him. I'm going to read that again because it's beautiful. And I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like the Son of Man, clothed with the garment down to his foot and girt about his breast with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as the snow, and his eyes were as the flame of fire. Let me tell you what happened. I was praying many, many years ago with a young man who was on his way to jail. And I said to him, "Would you like me to bless you?" And he said, "Yes." He didn't want me to pray with him, but he wanted me to bless him. So I blessed him, and as I blessed him, he fell in the Holy Spirit. And his eyes, you know, were moving up and down. I could see that he was seeing something, and it wasn't a dream. And finally, when he opened his eyes, I said to him, "Brian, did you see Jesus?" And he said, "I did." I said, "What did he look like?" "He didn't look like anything I would ever think. His hair was as white as wool," that's what he said. "His complexion was completely olive," right out of the book of Revelation, right out of the book of Daniel, that the Jesus had his hair as white as wool. And he said, I said to him, "What did Jesus say to you?" He said, "I love you, Brian." "And what did you say to Jesus?" "I love you, Jesus." And I said, "What's next?" He opened his arms, and I ran into his arms, and I said, "What next?" He said, "Then you woke me up." I had no idea that he was experiencing this beautiful Jesus. His hair was as white as wool, snow white, and his eyes were like the flames of fire, and his feet like the fine brass that burned in the furnace. His voice is as the sound of many waters. Yes, my Lord, this is Jesus. This is the risen Lord. And he shows himself to John. This is the risen Lord. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. What do you think that sharp two-edged sword is? It's the word of God. What do you think the seven stars are? They are the angels that protect the seven churches that we spoke about. His countenance was as the sun that shines in all of its strength. That means his countenance was like the sun that shines at noonday. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, "Do not be afraid. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the first and the last." I tell you, John had this revelation of Jesus. He saw Jesus in the midst of the churches, and he saw the stars, which are going to represent the angels that protect these churches. "Fear not, for I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore." Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus, he is alive. Excuse my voice, it's not very good this morning. But I tell you, I am he that lives, and I was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. I am him that lives in the resurrection. I was dead on the cross. And behold, I am alive forevermore in the resurrection. Amen. And I have the keys of Sheol and of death. He robbed those keys from the devil himself, and he led out captivity from Sheol and brought them with himself to the Father. I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Sheol and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which are to come hereafter, and the mystery of the seven stars, which he saw in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which he saw are the seven churches. I tell you, at every church there is an angel that protects the church. There is an angel at Holy Rosary that protects the church. There is an angel at St. John's that protects the church. I tell you, the angel of the Lord is above every church that proclaims Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord. You know, we declare in the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, the angel. God has work for the angels to do. God has work for the angels to do, to protect the church and also to reveal to us the things of the Spirit. The angel revealed these things unto John. The angel must have been a big one. I remember when we were at Holy Rosary one night, and someone said, I saw an angel here. And I said, it was big, as tall as the ceiling from the floor. He was a big fellow. I tell you, angels are ministering spirits sent to help us on the way to salvation. Angels are ministering spirits sent to help us on the way to salvation. What are the candlesticks? The churches. What are the stars? The angels of the seven churches. And that's where I'll stop today in the book of Revelation. Let me tell you, my friends, I do need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Our bills from June. It's July now, and we pay our June bills. I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I also want to tell you that you can go on the internet, www.inseason.net, and leave a donation. www.inseason.net and leave a donation. You can do that if you like. I thank the people who have gone to the www.inseason.net and left a donation. I thank you and I praise the Lord for you, because we cannot do this work without the help of people. And now I'm going to invite you to our School of the Holy Spirit. We are going to create an atmosphere of the Holy Spirit to move in power. Maria Vadia will be there. She has permission from her bishop. She will be there. I tell you, she is dynamite. Dynamite. She is a woman of God, and she has gone through the mill, but come out on the other side as a dynamite woman of God who loves Jesus and who touches people's lives by her witness and by her ministry. You can also join the School of the Holy Spirit by going to the internet, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. You can register online, or you can register by calling 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. But you can also register online, inseason.net. That's all I have to say about that. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What did I say today? I said God has given gifts to every believer. That's why we pray for the baptism of the Spirit, so that these gifts would manifest themselves and so that we would be able to use them for the building up of the body of Christ. But I also want to say this. If we don't use them, the counterfeit will come in, and he has. These gifts are for the upbuilding of the body of Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.